It all started about 2 years ago. I'm the father of five children. My first two were girls, and I thought I had parenting down. I thought I had it all figured out. I call them my angel and my princess because they're just that. They're the perfect children. And then I had my first boy, my son Kimball, who his nickname very quickly became Boy Boy because he's two kids in one. He's just that much energy. And keeping up with him became our full-time job. So we were at the 4th of July parade in Provo, the Freedom Festival parade a couple summers ago. And during one of those split-second moments where just by luck, no one was looking at him for a split second, he just was there and then gone. And so we panicked. The worst-case scenario goes through your mind. There's thousands of people on the street, and we ran in every direction. And it realistically, it was probably only a few minutes that he was gone, but it seemed like forever. And fortunately, we found him. His grandmother came running out of the backyard of one of the neighboring houses where he had seen a swing set through the wrought iron fence and had just climbed through and was happily swinging away like no big deal, right? But after that, we were just that was a terrifying experience. But it didn't stop there because after that, we were hypervigilant, constantly concerned, how are we going to keep track of this kid who just bolts because he's so curious about the world. And so we tried a lot of different things. There's some really expensive GPS devices that require monthly fees to keep up, and we couldn't afford that. And we didn't really want to be monkey backpack leash parents. Not that that's a bad thing. I mean, that is the alternative right now. That's the best solution. Until recently, I came back to get my MBA, met some really fantastic partners, and we decided to start working on this technology, and take this technology and see if we couldn't take it a little bit further to deliver an experience that's very different than anything else on the market.
It's that amazing spirit of entrepreneurship plus that need. It's a need you see as a parent, a need you experienced, and now with the know-how and the help and the support to get it out there to other people.
Yeah, it's interesting that BYU is probably the best place for a product like this to be developed. One, because of the incredible resources at BYU, the Center for Entrepreneurship. Has been fantastic at helping us get mentors, understanding how to execute this business. But also, our customers are here. There are thousands of parents and families. And although we had the idea, we're not the first ones to have that idea. What makes the difference is that we took that idea and we took it to parents, hundreds and hundreds of parents, over thousands of hours of research. Saying, how does this work? How do you interact with your child? What would this technology look like in your life? And that helped us to develop the Kaiband and the feature set that the Kaiband needed to be a totally different experience than a GPS or a Bluetooth tracker or even the monkey backpack leash. But to provide all of the peace of mind that leash does while still giving the child freedom to play and explore and be a kid.